in the Warren County Radio Bible School today. We're going to continue our study of the fall of Jericho. You know that old spiritual, Joshua fit the battle at Jericho and the walls came tumbling down. But we read in Hebrews 11 and verse 30 that by faith the walls of Jericho fell after they were compassed about 7 days. And we're going to be looking at Joshua chapter 6, where it says the people shouted and the walls fell down. And we want to talk about how it was that the walls fell down by faith, and when the walls fell down by faith, and what we can learn about what that expression means, by faith. When God does something, why do we say it was done by faith? Well, we'll be looking at that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, we'd already discussed in Joshua chapter 6 how God said to Joshua, I have given to you Jericho. God spoke of it as though something that was already done. The gift was theirs, but they would have to obey God in order to receive it. And we learn that about our salvation. You know, salvation is a gift of God. But we have to obey God in order to receive it. It doesn't mean we earn it, or now therefore it's not a gift, or it's something that is a payment because of merit. That's not what it means at all. And those who teach that if we do anything to receive salvation, then somehow we're earning it, or we're robbing God of His glory, they're just like the devil deceiving you to try to keep you from doing what God said. God says, I have given you Jericho. It was their gift. That did not exclude their obedience. Now, I want to look at this Sunday school lesson. We read about that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of November the 7th, 1926. And it's starting here where we've gotten to is Joshua chapter 6 and verse 16, where it says, and it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for Jehovah hath given you the city. At the completion of the seventh round, on the seventh day, Joshua said, shout, for Jehovah hath given you the city. The walls yet stood in their huge strength, as solid as on the day the marching began. Yet Joshua knew they would fall soon as the Israelites shouted, as well as he knew after they had fallen, by faith, because God had said so. Therefore, before the Israelites shouted, he gave specific directions as to how they should act and charged the spies to remember Rahab. Then, when they shouted, the walls fell down flat. Verse 20. There was nothing in marching around the walls to tear them down. Hence, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. How could the faith of men tear down the walls when it was God who threw them down and gave the city to Joshua? The people believed God and did what he commanded. And then God threw down the walls. And so we're looking at this now, section number 5. In this Sunday school lesson of the explanatory notes of when did faith throw down the walls? When did the walls fall down by faith? Hebrews 11:30. Look at the word after. After they had been compassed about for 7 days, not before. They did not fall simultaneously with Joshua's faith in God's promise. And he did not then march around because they had fallen down. Joshua did not say, since God has given us the city, it's useless for us to march around, or since it is by faith, marching around is non-essential, or since marching around is that which is to throw down the walls, it cannot be by faith, or since God requires only 13 rounds and we can make them in 2 days, we'll just do so and be done with it, or since shouting is the last thing, we will do nothing but shout. None of these would have been by faith, and the walls would not have fallen. People can act by faith insofar only as they do just what God commands. Faith is taking God at His word, trusting fully, doing what He commands, and relying on Him for results. Now, when are we saved by faith? We're saved from sin by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. When we have faith enough to obey God, Jesus said in Mark 16:16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." He also says in Acts 2:38, "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Faith does this as it marched around the walls of Jericho. "For your sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Galatians 3:26-27 says, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ." Today, people are not saved from sin by faith and then obey God in baptism. Because they have been saved or pardoned, Joshua must hold out or continue in obedience to God for 7 days before it can throw down the walls. And faith today must obey God before it can save. Now, we're coming now to section number 7 about Rahab. Rahab saved by faith, and yet, the text also says, she's justified by works. Hebrews 11:31 tells us Rahab was saved by faith in that she believed God, and justified by works in that she received the messengers and sent them out another way. James 2:25. Hebrews 11:31, saved by faith. James 2:25, justified by works. These are not contrary one with the other. This shows us how faith and works go together. She did as directed. Tied in the window, the red cord by which she had let the spies down from her house over the wall, and gathered all the people into her house, as Joshua had told her to do. We find those instructions back in Joshua chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. It says, "Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was on the side of the wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers light upon you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward you may go your way. And the men said unto her, We will be guiltless of this thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt gather unto thee, into thy house, thy father, and thy mother, and thy brethren, and all thy father's household, and it shall be, that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood be on his head, and we shall be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. But if thou utter this our business, then we shall be guiltless of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear." And she said, "According to your words, so be it." And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet thread in the window. That's what Rahab did by faith. And you know, she became the wife of an Israelite, and her name is in the genealogy of Christ in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 5. Now, we come to section 8. The city destroyed, but also it says devoted. Let me read to you Joshua chapter 6. I'm going to read verses 17 through 19. And the city shall be devoted, even it and all that is therein, to Jehovah. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. But as for you, only keep yourselves from the devoted thing, lest when ye have devoted it, ye take the devoted thing. So would ye make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are holy unto Jehovah. They shall come into the treasury of Jehovah. Well, the city and everything in it, except Rahab and her house, were to be devoted. That is, to be used exclusively in God's service, or some of it religiously destroyed. In the conquest of other cities, only the inhabitants were destroyed, and the Israelites took the cattle and spoil as a prey for themselves. Joshua 7:21. In this case, all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron were placed in God's treasury. Men, women, children, oxen, sheep, and asses were destroyed by the sword, and the city was burned with fire. We read in Joshua chapter 6, this is verses 21 through 24. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, both young and old, both ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. And Joshua said unto the two men that had spied out the land, Go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman and all she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men sent spies in, and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all she had, and all her kindred also they brought out, and they set them without the camp. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold, and the vessels of brass and iron, they put into the treasury of the house of Jehovah. The city and everything in it, except Rahab and her house, were devoted. The Israelites were forbidden to appropriate anything for their own use. And whosoever did so would trouble Israel in bringing the curse upon Israel and themselves, as we can read in Joshua in the case of Achan, who took the wedge of gold and 200 shekels of silver and the goodly Babylonian mantle, which caused the army of Israel to retreat before Ai and the destruction of himself and his family. Having given at the last moment the necessary directions and warnings, Joshua ordered the people to shout, and when they did so, the walls fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city and utterly destroyed it as commanded. Then Joshua pronounced a curse upon the man that should undertake to rebuild the city. With the loss of his firstborn shall he lay the foundation thereof, and with the loss of his youngest son shall he set up the gates thereof. This was fulfilled years afterward in 1 Kings chapter 16 and verse 34. So Jehovah was with Joshua, and his fame went into all the land. At the end of this lesson is this little rhyme. Yet in the maddening maze of things, and tossed by storm and flood, to one fixed trust my spirit clings. I know that God is good. Well, we'll look at our next lesson in our next class.